In Tehran, Iranian leaders apparently have rejected a nuclear deal with the U.S., Russia, and France, a deal that Iran initially agreed to just a week ago. The deal called for Iran to send most of its low-enriched uranium out of the country for processing into reactor fuel. Now Iran says it wants another arrangement, even as Iran's leaders insist that they are not reneging on the deal. The United States and Europe are not so sure. NPR's Mike Schuster has this.
It was a surprise when Iran accepted the deal initially. Proposed by the Obama administration, the scheme would have Iran ship more than a ton of its low-enriched uranium to Russia and France. That would amount to about 80% of the low-enriched uranium Iran has produced, a stockpile that Iran could use if it decided to make enough highly enriched uranium for a nuclear bomb. In the deal, Russia and France would enrich and process that uranium further, and it would be returned to Iran for use in a research reactor that manufactures radioisotopes for medical use. Although the deal wouldn't prohibit Iran from making more low-enriched uranium, it would certainly take more time, probably a year, for Iran to replenish its stockpile, thus putting off for some time this particular route to nuclear weapons. Just yesterday, Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad seemed to praise the deal. Ahmadinejad was speaking in the city of Mashhad in northeast Iran. These nations were telling us to close everything down before, Ahmadinejad said. Now they have expressed willingness to cooperate over fuel supply, technological improvement, building power plants, and nuclear reactors. From a confrontational position, he added, they have reached a cooperation position. At the same time, Iran has delayed providing a clear response to the International Atomic Energy Agency. Yesterday, when an answer did come from Tehran, it was verbal, not written down on paper. Apparently, Iran wants to change the provisions of the deal. It wants Russia and France to provide new reactor fuel first. Only then would Iran ship out its low-enriched uranium in small batches rather than all at once, which was a key provision of the original agreement. Iran's representative at the IAEA's headquarters in Vienna, Ali Asghar Soltania, described these as purely technical details. Our technical and economic concerns regarding the way the fuel will be provided for Tehran's research reactor must be taken into account, Soltania said. I have to make sure that such concerns are addressed. The U.S., the European Union, and Russia are all part of this deal. The Europeans have reacted with the most exasperation. Some diplomats have described this as the same old tricks. The French Foreign Ministry called on Iran to provide a formal positive response without delay. The U.S. is reacting calmly. Today, during a visit to Pakistan, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton cautioned patience on CNN.
I'm going to let this process play out, but clearly we are, you know, working to determine what exactly they are willing to do, whether this was an initial response that is an end response or whether it's the beginning of getting to where we expect them to end up.
The director of the IAEA, Mohammed Al-Baradei, is in the middle of the negotiations. He made a private visit to Washington a few days ago. Earlier this month, he was in Tehran and met with Ahmadinejad. Al-Baradei came away convinced that at least some in the Iranian leadership want to see improvement in relations with the U.S. and Europe. Al-Baradei was speaking with the French news weekly L'Express, which posted its interview with him in English on its website.
They want to engage. He want to regulate the entire relationship, particularly with the U.S. He is not just interested in one particular piece of the puzzle.
Late today, Iran's official news agency reported that Iran is ready for more talks on the issue. Mike Schuster, NPR News.